It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The patient had a severe infection on her jaw. The jaw needed to be replaced. Normally, what surgeons would do is take a bone from another part of the body and fashion a new jaw out of it. But the patient was 83, and her body couldn't withstand the procedure. This all happened in Belgium, by the way. Dr. Jules Paukens decided the best alternative was to use a 3D printer to create a new jaw out of titanium. He printed a jaw for the patient.
It's like this laser melting. It's a high-energy laser beam that hits small particles of titanium, and they are molded together layer by layer, and you end up with the final implant in the right shape and the right design.
The surgery to install the jaw took 4 hours instead of the 20 hours it would normally take.
She's doing very well. Actually, the day after the operation, she was already very awake, and she could really eat, speak, and talk almost normally.
Paukens says now that we know 3D printed replacement parts can work, everything's going to be different.
I think it is a great potential for implants, for instance, when you want to reconstruct or change your face or the deformity of your face, because you can print those kind of implants and they keep the shape that you designed.
Wait, so if you just want cosmetically to have a different appearance, you see a time where we'll be able to print different faces and insert them onto our faces?
Yeah, I think so, because let's say the material that you use is a titanium alloy, same as used, for instance, for hip prosthesis, and it's very well accepted by the body. Also, we use the artificial bone coating, so the body is more likely to accept the implant.
I wonder if I can print a new mind for my mind, which is now blown by this prospect.
I think that will be very hard. But I think the future will be in organ printing. For instance, a bone or a part of a bone is an organ. And the future will be, or we are working on that, to incorporate, say, a mineral print scaffold. And that mixes that together with the cells of the patient and some growth factors to stimulate bone formation. And even you can print vessels from patient's tissue. And then you have a viable bone transplant, not of the patient, but out of the printer.
Dr. Jules Paukens. The PlayStation Vita goes on sale tomorrow. It's a handheld video game player like the Nintendo 3DS. Pricier, though, it starts around $250. But our video game guy, Ben Kuchera, says it delivers.
The thing that's important about this system is it gives you very, very good games in a portable footprint. If you look at the 3DS, the screen is small, and the Vita screen is huge. If you look at your iPhone, it's all touchscreen. You can't play an action game because there's no buttons. With the Vita, you have two analog sticks. You have four face buttons and two shoulder buttons, as well as that wonderful touchscreen at front, just like your iPad or your iPhone, and a bonus touch panel in the rear of the system. So you can actually manipulate things by touching the back of the system without covering the screen with your hands. It's just an amazing array of ways to interact with these games.
Ben Kuchera writes for Penny Arcade. You can find us in cyberspace, on the internet, on the World Wide Web at marketplacetech.org. While you're there, you can sign up for our daily memo, everything you need to know about technology, delivered to your inbox every weekday morning. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.